You're listening to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly, and now we want to shift our attention to a fascinating story we saw this week as the unidentified remains of eight people were exhumed from a northeast Philadelphia potter's field. For more on this, let's bring in KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson. Kristen, this is a piece of a larger puzzle, I know, but before we get to that, for people that don't know, explain what potter's field is and where it is.
So most cities have a potter's field, potter meaning that basically it was a place to put, back in the day, many people who were poor, impoverished, maybe didn't have family, homeless, etc. It was an entire field that they had to put bodies somewhere. So many times, actually, they would even bury these bodies in cardboard boxes, literally. There were records about where these bodies were kind of buried and who, in what case. We're told that many of those records are lost. Our Potter's Field, or one of the Potter's Fields, is in Northeast Philadelphia. And famously, that's where the boy in the box was buried for so many years. Buried in Potter's Field for the longest time, exhumed, and they've always tried to identify him. And then recently, they were able to identify him as Joseph Zarelli. But it's basically the place where all of the people who have been unidentified or unclaimed were buried.
So the development this week, I mentioned this is a piece of a bigger story here with these exhumations. What's going on?
So there's a process where they're trying to dig up eight homicide victims, or who they believe homicide victims, in the Potter's Field in Northeast Philadelphia this week. And it takes a lot. It sounds easy because you can maybe just go and dig up a body, but it's much more complicated because the bodies are also on top of each other and they have to do it by certain years. And there's a process, and they have to get search warrants for it and get judge approval for it. And so that finally all came together, and now they're focusing on these eight cases. They're going to try and exhume those bodies and then go kind of through that process of identifying some of those victims that may be left unidentified through genealogical information and then other DNA, I should say technologically advanced means for how to identify them.
We're going to be out here collecting samples from the remains. Once we have the samples, we're going to extract DNA from those samples. Once we do that, then we're going to subject them to the genealogies. And then once we get to a close relative, detectives can go out and they can interview family members to see if they have a loved one that's unidentified.
So many cases, I'm guessing, that involve unidentified people. Was there something about these eight that made them movable?
Many years ago, the group of basically homicide detectives, medical examiners, the SVU, Special Victims Unit, everything kind of came together and formed this group that they were going to go through different case files that they had to see which ones they could maybe get close to. These are the eight that they think they could get close to. They're using the FBI because they have much more advanced technology in how to kind of pull up these bodies and figure out where they are. One case we know is from about 60 years ago. In that case, it's actually known as the girl in the box. She was a little girl between 4 and 6 years old who was found in a box in the Schuylkill River. And they have tried before to find her, and they couldn't find her before. So they're going to try and look in the same place, and I'm told a different place, and try and find exactly where this body is, and then maybe pull her up and try and genealogically map who she is. And from there, that's when you can go backwards and figure out who the victim is, who the victim knew, where the victim lived, and everything about victimology to then start to process and investigate these cold cases and maybe come up with a resolution to close as many as they can, and also to give people just a name, because it's so important when you think about it, like your name and your identity. Just have a place and a stone that says, this is who I am, and I lived from this year to this year. You don't want people to be forgotten.
The relief on the people's faces when you can sit down in their living room and tell them, like, hey, this is your loved one that's been missing for 30, 40 years. Of course, it's tragic the way it ended, but the relief is there that they finally know, like, this is my loved one and this is where they're at.
What is the timeline, best case scenario going forward, like in when it comes to identifying remains? Or is it really a wild card that it's impossible to put any kind of a calendar timeline on this?
It's kind of impossible to put a calendar timeline on it, only because it can take, you know, anywhere from 6 months to map out somebody's genealogy to 3 years plus, and you could just sometimes get to a roadblock and not have any DNA that can pop up. You know, they want to do all of this, but it takes a lot of resource and a lot of money. So we're just going to have to see where this goes.
All right. Thank you very much, Kristen. That's KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson joining us. We will have more of The Week in Philly in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.